The Red Dirt D&D Podcast is brought to you by Pro Laser Cuts. The Oklahoma company provides pre-made and customizable design laser cut dice towers, tokens, and more, developed by a gamer for gamers, and now available to enhance your tabletop game. Pro Laser Cuts products can be found at many Oklahoma City area game stores, local events, and now available online at ProLaserCuts.com. That's laser and cuts with a Z, Pro Laser Cuts.
Why, hello there. I do not believe we've had the pleasure of being introduced before. My name is Poppy Tea Leaf, and I am just so pleased to meet you today. You know, when my friends and I set out on this expedition, I knew my life would change, but I didn't quite know it would change this much. I definitely didn't expect the adventures that we would have. And I'm just so glad that you decided to come along for the ride with us. I'm always looking to make new friends, so if you could just do me a big ol' heap and help and favor and recommend us to your friends, leave us a rating, or give us a review on Apple Podcasts, I would be so eternally grateful. I really would. And Wildfire would as well. So, from me and Wildfire, thank you so much for listening to our tales from the Caliban Frontier and being a part of our lives. We do so, so appreciate it.
Welcome to Red Dirt D&D. I'm Michael Cross, and I play Gideon Block, a paladin of Daga, bringing her justice to the wilds of Ritoya.
I'm Connor Chenault, and I play Connor with a K, the kobold sorcerer who's finally out of the bag.
I'm Johnny Payne, and I play Zonimus Dinar, a roguish warlock controlling his fate with chaos.
I'm Kiri Hester, and I play Poppy Tealeaf, a highborn halfling druid who has forsaken her family for the call of the frontier.
I'm Brooke Bullock, and I play Mokrin Stoneshaper, a young dwarf sorcerer wielding his arcane gifts to delve into the mysteries of the wilderness.
And I'm Ash King, your dungeon master. Join us now for Tales from the Caliban Frontier.
As the battle drags on, both triumph and heartache playing out again and again and again. In the last few moments, Mokrin may have just turned the tide as the nightmare Wily rode in on suddenly disappears from the battlefield, banished, perhaps, to whence it came. Wily looks to you, Zonimus, and says,
"Well, seems like your friends aren't too keen on letting you go."
And with that, his orc captain will charge in. And yeah, Zonimus, I have a feeling he's gonna go after you because you're right up there. We got two longsword swings. First one will be a 21.
Yes.
For 14 slashing.
Okay.
The other, a 22.
Yes.
For 18 slashing.
Okay.
And that will be it for my orc leader.
I'm gonna uncanny dodge one of those.
Okay.
How does the orc leader look? I've been tracking him.
Bloodied. And so then we'll roll around to the sniper, who will fire off a shot at Mokrin. 17.
Miss. 19 on the stone aegis. Oh my goodness.
Well then.
That was close, like right over the shoulder.
Zani, you're up.
So I was standing there with Smokes in his nightmare. He rolled off. So was he 5 or 10 from me?
He's about 10 feet from you.
Okay.
Yeah, the nightmare has since disappeared, unfortunately.
All right. I'm going to throw a playing card at Smokes.
Okay.
10.
He will catch it between the fingers.
Okay.
Yeah, he just catches it between the fingers and just...
I can't do it again, can I?
Still up to your old tricks, I see.
Mm.
Flicks it off to the side.
So I'm going to...
You can cry.
Cry. I would like to ask the wise and benevolent DM for a free action of just calmly reaching into my pocket and pulling out a Trito and dropping it on the ground.
Sure.
Nice.
No, I'm looking for all the help I can get. And I'm
no,
looking,
it's,
I'm not talking an animal. I'm talking about a god.
No, I know exactly.
And then there's more. I'm going to... Jeez, how well would this go? I'm gonna hide.
Okay.
I mean, right here with both of them.
Yeah, unfortunately, in this situation, I would say that's not a valid choice.
You would need to move, which would make an opportunity attack.
He could disengage and move, but he couldn't disengage hide.
Yeah.
Because he's already taken an action.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it then.
All right. Well, Miss Poppy.
Okay, so this time I'm going to healing word Macron.
Okay.
I know you're down, Gideon, but I need Macron to hold on to that banished spell.
Macron needs to run away. He gets it once. That's it.
And I will use, this goes against every instinct I have, but I'll use my last second level.
Okay.
I rolled good. 10.
Sweet.
Yeah, nice. I get 10.
So a total of 11 now.
And then I call more lightning.
Okay, call the lightning again.
Yes. Dex 14, please.
Dex 14, okay. See if he can finally make a dex save for once.
Please no. I would not like that.
16 on the die. Oh.
He still takes half.
It's fine, I'll just start kicking in the legendary resistances.
9. I have pre-halved for you. Okay. It was 19.
Okay.
Half to 9.
Okay. He's still looking pretty good. Okay.
Pretty good bloodied? Because he was bloodied.
He was bloodied. Sorry. All right. Well, it is back around to his turn. You see Zonimus gleaming on the back of his boots are a fine pair of spurs. Look like they're made out of the metal of the blackest night. He clicks them together.
Oh no.
And on the wind, you hear a whinny. And he's just gonna start, because he's not in range to get anyone's. He takes his full 30 feet back, just to kind of get out of range. And that will be it for his turn.
If it's half a move action to stand up, can he take his full 30 feet?
Oh, sorry,
to get
away? It would be 15 then.
That's important. It might matter in a minute.
Semantics. Gideon. Death save, I believe.
Death save.
Keep it down.
13.
All right. What's one success?
I chose you.
All right. Back around to Connor.
All right. Death save. 15.
15. One success.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so two of my orc gunners. One actually will fire at Zonimus, the other will fire at Macron. So Zonimus, that is only a 12. Macron, boy, you are the luckiest son. 10. Keep trying to get you. Macron's at Macron.
Macron, I'm sorry.
This is what Macron would do. Macron, again, he just feel the power. It's almost... Today is almost addictive. Everything's just worked. So he starts swirling that small green orb and lets it get bigger and bigger and bigger. And so at a third level slot, he is going to throw an acidic chromatic orb at Wily.
Okay.
So with his 90...
First thing you ever did to him the first time you met.
First thing we ever did. Exactly the same spell. Cheese and crackers. I'm gonna put it in the fate chip because that was a 3 on the die, boys and girls. Oof. Here we go.
Oof.
An 11 plus 7 is an 18.
Exactly what you need.
All right, so that's not bad. So 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 points of damage.
Impressive. All right, yeah, you get him, what good.
And then as my move actions, I'm backing up 25 feet to the ballista. If it's, as long as it's not, that's what he does. That's what he does.
Okay, so our orc warrior is gonna continue going after Zonimus. One will be a 16.
I'm dead.
You down?
Yeah.
Okay. That will hit.
So it hits me at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you're down. So then the orc...
Oh, however, comma, as I'm going down, I point to him as I drop Hellish Rebuke.
Yeah.
2d10 plus me plus.
Okay, and is that a dex save?
2d10. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Dex save, 2d10.
Okay.
Failed.
You got a 14.
8, and the save is 13.
Okay. So he saved, so it would be halved to 4. So, moving right along, that was 18, so 16 would be our sniper. And let's see, we've got Macron, who has ducked behind the ballista, and then Poppy is the only other one who is out and around, so they will attempt, and I'm gonna give them disadvantage, since you and Wildfire have just been going all over the place. So it's hard to get a...
Serpentine!
Yeah, try to get a shot on you.
I appreciate that.
So with disadvantage, it will still be a 17.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, that's exactly what you needed, actually.
Exactly what
oh,
I yeah, needed. All right.
We zigged when we should have zagged.
16 piercing.
Okay.
You still have your lightning?
So that would be... Oh, I need a 10, right?
Yeah.
12.
Well,
yay!
You still got it. Okay.
Which is also the number of hit points I have. And I have the highest number of hit points.
Zani, give me one of them there death saves.
12,
that was one Gosh, success. And that will bring us to Poppy.
I'm running out of options. Everybody's down. I'm freaking out.
Somewhere in the back of your head, you hear a voice that sounds surprisingly like Yezgash. It's just like, you are Poppy. You are fearless. Protect your friends.
Yeah, so I'm going to call down another lightning strike and see how that works.
Okay.
DC 14 dex saving throw.
4.
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to take 16
okay.
lightning damage. Now he looks mad, mostly.
He's mad. He's looking real rough.
But here's the thing. Everybody else is down. Mokrin's hiding behind a ballista. I guess I'm really just gonna get hit no matter what I do. Mm-hmm. So I'm.
It'll beef up those hit points.
So I'm just going to give Wildfire and just encouraging. We can do this, bud. We gotta save our friends. And we're just going to charge and scream. And that's. We'll do his. I don't know how close we were to Wily. I don't want to get within 10 feet of Wily.
Okay.
I want to do a dramatic charge.
Okay. You and Wildfire start doing a dramatic charge. That your goblin wolf looks a little nervous, but he's like, okay, boss.
Trust in me, buddy. We can do this. It'll be fine. So I'm just going to, like, shout, you know, I promise Onimus that you wouldn't hurt him anymore. And I've failed, so I'm gonna try to redeem myself.
So, you and Wildfire are charging in, racing straight at Wily.
Also, can I do a healing?
Okay.
Gives my bonus action on Zonimus.
Okay. Sure.
You just get a level 1. So, 7, you get max.
Wow.
So Wily looks up at this little adorable halfling.
Who just struck him with lightning.
Wolf, who is charging for him. He's wavering a little on his feet. However, in a burst of flame, the nightmare returns. Wily will go ahead and saddle up. Looking to his orc captain, he gives a little nod and says, Kogan, we're done here. Take what's left of your boys and get out. And he and the nightmare, poof. Away to the border ethereal, leaving with the golden feather and the crystal. Gideon, can I get a death save, please?
That would be a natural one.
But that's your
first
one, but it counts for two.
Yeah, it's two, but you didn't have one already.
No.
Yeah, so that is one success, two failure. All right, Connor.
All right, death save for the kobold.
Death save for the kobold.
Natural 20. Too late, but...
What would I miss?
Where'd he go?
All right, anything else you would like to do on this turn, Connor?
How is the chief looking?
The orc?
Yeah.
He's bloodied.
So, seeing that Wily is no longer here, seemingly escaped with both my crystal and Yopix's feather, Connor just takes a moment to and he gets into where he can target the chief, making sure not to hit anybody else. And he breathes out lightning breath.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Natural 20.
Boom. He takes half of 4, so 2.
Okay.
My dice said no. Connor's still a little woozy.
You're still a little woozy.
Okay. So that would technically bring me to my orc gunners, but having heard the order to retreat, will disengage, and you see them running off towards the camp area, where apparently they probably have mounts or something. But they are disengaging and starting to head for Dodge. Mokrin.
They're running together?
Yes, the two orc gunners.
Are they closer than 120 feet from the ballistae?
Sure.
You hear just this shout of anger from behind the ballistae. Mokrin's just kicking himself for hiding, and as he sees those guys running away, Mokrin reaches out and does Erupting Earth right underneath these guys.
Okay.
So they need to make a dex save.
Two 12s.
Woo! So they are both going to take full damage on... 7 points is the full damage.
Well, even then, that is enough to kill them both.
Oh, right. Yes.
So, that will take care of that group.
And then I'm going to notice that Gideon is down and run toward Gideon.
So, Kogan, the apparent leader of this group, will sheathe his sword, seeing that you have decimated his forces, growls, but does as told, and will disengage and start running.
Bobby, don't let him get away!
Okay! I mean, I don't know how... I can only try my best.
That's all we're asking for! You can do it!
There is one of the snipers remaining who will also disengage and start to run. Zani.
So, big old sword catches the moon. Feels a sting of pain, goes down, everything goes black. Feels a warmth rush over him, and he opens his eyes, and he lays there. And that's his turn.
Okay.
Is this the first time I've healed you? No, I've healed you before.
Yeah, I've healed you before, yeah.
Okay.
It's just special because it's another time that Wily has run away and left him for dead.
Yep.
Oh!
Even
oh!
Yeah.
I'm your orc shaman!
So
Miss Poppy.
Let's go ahead and call, it's already up, so let's go ahead and call lightning on Kogan.
Okay.
See how he does. So dex 14.
Nat 1.
So that's gonna be 12 lightning.
Okay.
And I'm gonna run towards Onimus because he didn't get up, so I mean,
okay.
I have a good feeling that he's not dead, but...
You just want to make sure?
Just checking.
All right, yeah. Kogan is barely alive, but still running. Gideon, let's save.
Nuh-uh.
It's a natural 20! Oh, man,
oh, man, oh, man.
Daga, take this badge from me. I can't use... Oh, hey everyone, Johnny here. I was just singing a song for our hero Gideon. Boy, this episode is a doozy. I'm gonna let you get back to it real quick, but hey, Sunday is our 1 year anniversary. Cannot believe it. We have some big announcements coming up in the next few weeks, so make sure you're connected so you don't miss those. Also, have you been sticking around after the outro at the end of the episode to hear our comedic outtakes? If not, you're really missing out on some comedy gold. Well, like, we bust out into song every once in a while. Pop culture references galore and just, you know, fun table banter that you want to check out. If you like that little bit of the real us, then you should definitely follow us on Twitch. Every Tuesday, Ash and Michael discuss Dungeons & Dragons, and they sure do know their stuff. They've been spending a lot of time discussing Ravenloft lately, and if you watch closely, you can see Ash get an inspirational twinkle in their eye from time to time during their talks. Very interesting. Every other Thursday night is where you'll find myself and Brooke dishing out some plausible deniability. We have a great time interacting with the chat, as well as sharing some of our wild opinions on various gaming and D&D related topics, as well as bringing in some discussion about current buzz, rumors, and news in the gaming world. We've also had surprise guests in the past. Really surprise guests, like the guests didn't even know they were going to be on the show until they were. So, surprise! Plausible deniability. Twitch is also where you'll find our holiday-themed one-shots, where Carrie herself is behind the DM screen while Ash takes up a seat with the rest of us as a player on these custom adventures themed around various holidays. Personally, I am looking forward to doing a Halloween one-shot. It'll be fun. If your schedule keeps you from interacting with us live, you can always catch the recorded versions of these shows over on our YouTube channel. Patreon is where you really want to be if you want the early scoop on what's going on in the Caliban Frontier. You get early episodes, you get access to our Discord, which always has something going on, interacting with everyone, all of our patrons. So much fun. You can also get Red Dirt campaign documents from our patron. Lots of stuff you can get. Jump on over there and check it out. You know where to find us. Red Dirt D&D on all platforms. like, follow, and join us. We love interacting with you on this adventure. All right, I'll let you get back to it now. Gotta see what's happening. Knock, knock, knocking on Dog's door.
Gideon is down. All life has gone from him. He's tired. And he wants to go and join Karen in the embrace of Dusk. He's ready to let go. But then Dusk is replaced with Daga. And she shakes her head. She says, "No, champion. It's not your time to go. You must return. You still have work to do." And she leans down and she kisses him on the forehead and brings him back to life. As eyes shoot out wide, Gideon realizes he's back in the land of the living. So Gideon is back up with one hit point.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to vomit.
Well, we will roll back around to... Well, Gideon, is there anything you'd like to do?
I love this game so much.
Yeah, so how far away is Kogan?
Kogan, we'll give him 60 feet from your position.
Yeah, he used his whole dash.
I'm down. I'm going to just stay on one knee. Okay. Praying.
All right. Connor.
How is he looking again?
Real bad.
Oh, real bad.
Real bad.
One more hit and...
Real bad.
So I'll let you decide if this can be a thing or not. I want to cast a magic spell at him, but I don't want it to be, like, lethal damage.
Unfortunately, rules as written, it has to be bludgeoning, slashing, piercing. Or piercing.
Or
yes.
Piercing, okay.
I mean, I would say if it was, like, a spell that did bludgeoning damage, then,
yeah,
you know, just throw a catapult or rock at his head.
Right. But, okay, I'm gonna attempt this.
Do you have any daggers?
Yes. I'm gonna move my full 30.
Okay.
And try to fling a dagger at him.
Okay.
Non-lethally.
At the back of his knees.
Yeah.
Get him in the knee.
Take out his hamstring.
Hit him with the handle part, its butt.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah!
That was a 2 on the dice, so I'm gonna reroll that.
That's why Ash did this episode. They just want us to use all our features.
The table's so bouncy.
It really is.
It's a great table.
15.
It lands like just like 2 feet behind him.
Okay, I will be actively trying to chase him.
So that was Connor. So next would be Makrin.
Gideon sits up, takes a kneeling position. Makrin's running, sees that he's okay, then looks around and is gonna try to throw a chromatic orb at this guy.
Okay, the one who's, well, the sniper or the leader?
The leader, Kogan. Probably.
Kogan? Okay.
Yes. Ooh, they're not within 30 feet of each other, are they? Are they running terror? No, I thought they were running.
They're like two different directions.
That's exactly what I thought. Darn. All right, so he's going to swirl up a nice grapefruit-sized first level spell with a modified 19.
Yes.
Yes. And so hits him for 7 points of damage.
Oh, he dead.
Yes.
Okay. And it would have been his turn, but he is now dead. So the sniper makes it into their camp. You see them very quickly, like, untying a horse to swing up onto it to continue his escape. And that will be it for his turn. Zanos?
Wildfire standing over you.
Doesn't even know this.
Puppy breath.
Hot dog breath.
Thinking about Coyote, what he said when he kissed him, and wondering how much more is going to be taken from him by those he has trusted and those he's recently become to trust. He's thinking about what Coyote sent him to do and Iopix. What just happened to him. And in his mind, he's connecting them. He's like, go do my bidding for this goal. And he's like, okay, I will. Oh, look, the coyote has brought us together again for Iopix. Oh, look, this thing that you sent me to take care of just pulled us apart. There's a lot of swirl of emotion and anger and loss of will, but it just stays there. It just lays there. Like aware of everything going on around him, hearing the shouts and the spells going off and just, yeah.
Miss Poppy.
Zamas is clearly breathing, even if his eyes aren't open.
They're open.
Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I don't care about those other guys, that's fine. I'm going to jump off of Wildfire. Wildfire, you cuddle with Zamas till he decides to wake up.
Big Wolf just like flops down.
No.
It's helping.
He's his therapy dog.
Pups always help.
And then I'm going to go over to the net. Mm-hmm. Is Iopix breathing? Did he turn to dust?
Give me a medicine check.
Okay, so I'm not that bad in medicine. 16?
16? Seems to be more in shock than anything. I mean, it's a pretty sizable wound, but he's just kind of clutching it. But yeah, just seems to be more in shock than anything.
Clearly alive, though?
For the moment.
Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm going to spend my action just hacking away with my little scimitar. So I know it's gonna take a while, but I'm gonna get started.
Right. What I will say, so is everyone in agreement that you're going to let this other sniper just get away?
That's up to Connor, because Connor was chasing.
Well, he was chasing after Kogan, and Kogan has just been taken down by Mockern.
Right, my goal is to run to Eopix and cure wounds.
Okay, so that basically leaves Mockern and Connor. Are you guys going
to
give up?
Even if he wants to, he won't be able to turn around, and he won't have range or anything by the time this guy moves, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Well, he's about to get on
a horse. He's about to get on a horse. He's going to be gone.
Yeah, you see Connor is, like, very bloodied, but also very, like, frustrated. More emotion out of him than you've probably ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And he just kind of, like, kicks at the dirt. It's like, growling in frustration. But he does see that the other guy is a little too far away to keep trying to chase him. But he's very frustrated about it.
All right. The one man who's left abandons the camp, riding off for parts unknown. You all are left bloodied, broken. I don't think it would be too much of a stretch to say defeated. But looking down at Eopix, and as you cut the net away and allow Whirlwind, like, as soon as there's a hole big enough, like, immediately, like, trots out, giving himself a shake over. But yeah, Eopix kind of very gingerly sits up, touching that spot on his chest. So he pulls his hand away and just sees the blood there. You notice that he's trembling.
I know I haven't known you very long, and I know I can't even imagine the kind of loss you're feeling right now, but we're gonna get it back. Listen, last time we fought Wily, we didn't even get this close to killing him. We were really close this time. I think next time we got it. So we can get it back. Your Pegasus free, we can get it back. And then I'm also gonna, like, turn over my shoulder. Anyone who's not dead wanna tie up that last guy?
Is there somebody who's conscious?
We have one unconscious orc thug.
Okay.
Now he's a low level thug, but
before he gets conscious, though, I am going to walk up to Eopix, and I am going to lay my hand on him, and
he will wave you off.
I'm just going to cure his wound.
He doesn't want it to
wave you off.
No. Okay, Eopix, what did he do to you?
It's gone.
What?
The feather.
Yes, I got that. What exactly does that mean?
I'm dying.
How long do you have? I mean, are you now at a regular lifespan of 700 years? Or, you know, do you have a day?
I don't know.
Okay, so what we have to do is tie up that guy, and we need to find the rest of Key Guardians now, is what you're saying.
I fear if he's doing what I think he's doing, and unless I am wrong, he is blood of Cimarron, bound by blood. By blood unbound.
Mockern gives a glance toward Zonimus and then back at Eopix. He's trying to think, by this blood, did that mean like family blood? Did it mean like a warlock type of bond? That's just what is in his head.
Zonimus will make his way over to him.
I say, if you're going to take over, I'm going to say, Eopix, we'll find a way. And I walk away and I go try to tie up the other guy.
I'll join you on that.
Yeah.
I'm just... going to go sit on the ground next to him and kind of, like, he's laying and I'm going to sit facing him. Reach out, take his hands, shake my head, and say, he failed us. Why did he even bother bringing us here? Did we let him down or did he let us down?
The gods cannot directly interfere. It is the promise that they made. Coyote skirts the promise, but only as far as he can to avoid breaking it. That's why he needs us. That's why Daga needs her paladins, and she who weeps needs her druids. If only the dragons still aided us.
Red Dirt D&D, Tales from the Caliban Frontier, is Ash King as our Dungeon Master, Brooke Bullock as Macron Stoneshaper, Johnny Payne as Zonimus Dinar, Kiri Hester as Poppy Tealeaf, and I'm Michael Cross as Gideon Block. Our theme music was created by the cinemagician PJ Castillo. Our incidental music comes from Jeffrey McBride. Our sound effects and additional music, courtesy of Monument Studios, Andrew Sitkov, and TabletopAudio.com. We here at Red Dirt D&D could really use your help in getting the word out about us. If you like what you've heard, make sure to rate us and leave a comment. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and RedDirtD&D.com. Tell your friends about Red Dirt D&D and share us on social media. And we have new content on our YouTube and Twitch pages. Just search for Red Dirt D&D. You can also support the show at patreon.com/RedDirtD&D. We have several giving levels, including early listening to shows and access to our Discord server. Join us next time as we go deeper into the Caliban Frontier.
I'm going to throw a playing card at Smokes.
Okay.
10.
He will catch it between the fingers.
Oh. So it hit him. I mean, he caught it.
He's got a couple monk levels, you know.
To ask the wise and benevolent DM for a free action of just calmly reaching into my pocket and pulling out a Treato and dropping it on the ground.
Sure.
Nice.
No, I'm looking for all the help I can get. And I'm
no,
like,
it's
I'm not talking an animal. I'm talking about a god.
No, I know exactly what you're doing.
And then,
if Coyote is called by dropping food, Mockrin calls him like once a day.
I'm purposefully dropping the food.
It's not just crumbling out of his beard. And give me a little bit of cover.
Are you going to try to catch Wiley in a net?
I mean, yes, but it wouldn't provide that much cover. Okay. Just in terms of.
Okay.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea.
He does a flavor move of then like realizing, crap, I'm in out in the open. He has all these like bullet holes in the fence posts behind him. He's like, he moves 25 feet.
Zani, give me one of them there death saves.
12
out of one success.
Give me three people
down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's you and me, bud.
Go small squad!
Well, I was up for 2 seconds.
Sorry. Two-thirds of the small squad.
Gideon, death save.
It's a natural 20!
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I can't take this anymore.
Okay. Michael, even if you don't need leave this, and I need you to hear this. Ash told you to do a death save, and I remembered that you were still down, and panic filled me. And then you rolled and went to go show Brooke, and I was like, oh no, he's going to be full dead, and I could have saved him.
He turned the dice tower so slowly.
It was the roll the dice, and then shook the head, and then it was just all the
Patient. I want to vomit.
Okay, that's our Patreon break.
Oh, gosh.
I want to come back in with this one.
Yeah.
Woo!
You're good.
Holy crap. Oh.
You have got to learn that the head shake is bad and the big smile is yes.
This session, guys. Okay, let's bring this back.
As eyes shoot out wide, Gideon realizes He's back in the land of the living. What did I miss? Sorry.
Your eyes just shot out.
That's awesome.
You might want to go get those.
As soon as the rest of us dab our eyes, we'll be okay.
It's crazy.
I know what you meant, but I just couldn't stop. You were laughing about it too, aren't you?
You laughed. You can't be mad.
Okay. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's